Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, we're in Masech Yuma. We're in the first parak Mishnayos Dalad, and hey, Kol Shivas Hayamim Lo Ayumonim Mimenu Machal Umishte. All 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was in the Lishkas Parhedrin, they would not hold back from giving him any food or drink. But in the afternoon, Erev Yom Kippur, towards nightfall, they wouldn't let him to eat a lot, because food makes somebody fall asleep. Now, Masru Ziknei Beis Din Lizknei Kahuna, on Erev Yom Kippur, the Zikanim of the court, who had been teaching him the Yom Kippur Avodah, each day they'd hand him over to the Zikanei Kahunim, who would now teach him how to bring the Ketoras, and they would bring him over to the upper chamber of the house of Avtinas. That's where they used to leave the Ketoras. And they would make him swear that he wouldn't change the way he brings the Ketoras, in any like the Tzdukim, and then they would leave him. And they would say, listen, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Mr. Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchi Beis Din, V'ata Shluchenu Shliach Beis Din. We are the Shluchim, we are the angel, the agents of the Beis Din, and you are our agent and the agents of the Beis Din. Majbian Anu Alecha B'misha Shikin Shmo B'Bayis Azesa. We want you to swear in the name of He who is in this house, Shalo Tishane Davar Mikol Ma Shamanu Lecha. You may not make any change from anything that we told you. So who Porisur Bocha Mein Porshinu Bocha? And he would leave and he would walk away crying. And they would walk away crying. He would walk away because they had accused him. And they're going to walk away crying. Maybe they were choshed b'ksherim, and that nobody wants to be able to have it said about him that he accused somebody else unnecessarily. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.